Welcome to the 20th ever offline TV podcast. Today we have a very special guest. It's Ryan Higa. Guys. Not everyone in our audience is going to know Ryan Higa, and it blows my mind. They should.
I know. They should. I mean, it's because they're like three.
Yeah. It's like, you have to be a real Zoomer to not know who Ryan Higa is. If you're Asian and you grew up in the past 20 years, you're going to know who Ryan Higa is. So welcome, Ryan.
Wow, what an intro. In the past 20 years, you say?
Yes.
Maybe you have surprised, touched the hearts of every single Asian on planet Earth. How does that make you feel?
I don't believe it. I come across Asians all the time. They have no idea.
That's unbelievable.
They just don't know you're you, you know?
Perhaps.
Do you ever get offended if you walk by like a millennial-looking Asian and they don't say hello?
No. What do you mean? Do you? Like,
not like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But if they're... Okay, if they're wearing a gaming jersey or like something gaming related and they walk by me without like doing double take, I'm like, okay, not a real gamer. Just one of those fake gamers.
Because they don't know who you are.
Exactly. You probably just play Candy Crush.
Okay, you know what? I guess if they were wearing, if they looked like around that age, like maybe a few years younger than me, and they were wearing, for whatever reason, all YouTube merch, like from the old school YouTube, I guess they would be kind of weird, but like, no, I don't. Even then, I don't think I would be offended.
It's nice that you've gotten so big, but you've stayed so humble. You know, Toast, you should take some lessons, okay?
Wait,
this is like the number. What? Say it so I can hear it.
So for those who don't know, and just for the few people who don't know, Ryan Higa, old school YouTuber, one of the earliest pioneers, did sketches, did songs, did like a whole bunch of things, you know, I've definitely watched you when I was growing up. I think it was you guys and Wong Fu were the main like Asian YouTubers, and it's kind of crazy to think about like YouTube back in the day, because it's like, did they even back then, did they have like people teaching you how to be YouTubers, teaching you how to edit, or did you have to figure that out?
No, there wasn't. You just kind of did it. I remember everybody started off with like iMovie, right? Well, actually, not even. I use Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's real old school.
I know. And then you discover iMovie, and it's like, whoa, this is such technology, like the transitions and stuff. So, like, yeah, you just play with it, and then you learn more stuff, you know? That's how it was for in the beginning, at least. I just looked up your age, by the way, and I was like, huh, you're not as, you're... Hmm? Older than I thought you were, Toast.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. I'm like, I think I'm just 1 year younger than you and Scara, or 2 years?
2 years, I think, right?
Yeah.
Scar and I are the same.
I'm the Zoomer in the group.
I know, you're really young.
Okay, I'll be the odd one out. Anyway.
Feels like a gathering of, like, you know, the Asian representation, and then we gave
Pokey, and then it's just Asian... me.
Yeah, no. We got you. You know, honorary Asian for the episode.
Wait, what is your ethnicity?
Thank you. Have I'm you Moroccan. Said that?
Mm-hmm. Moroccan. Oh.
Oh, she's like 2%.
So, Asian. Sorry. Mm. Like,
yeah, a solid 2%, real solid.
So, does that, like, you know how we say like, oh, that guy's Asian, or that guy's black, or that guy's white? Mm-hmm. What do they say to you? Because I feel like, do I call you like, oh, she's white? Because that does that sound accurate?
Like, there's a word that I remember that I forget. Caucasian. I mean, I think am I Caucasian because my skin tone is white?
I actually
don't know.
I don't know either.
All I know is I'm for sure Moroccan, and Morocco's in Africa, so I'm technically African, and I think I may kind of be Arab. I don't know if they 100% consider Moroccans Arab, or I think they're like mixed. I don't know either, guys.
We're all stunned. We're like,
what's the right word?
You're technically African.
I'm just not an expert in like human classification. Let me look up Caucasian.
We're going to need a professor for this.
White skinned.
Mm-hmm. Before we offend people.
A white person, a person of Europe origin. So it's like white skinned, yes, but not European origin.
You're African descent.
Yes.
African Caucasian? I don't know.
You know what? Tell us, where were you going with this question?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, when someone says.
It's a good question.
It's a good question. It's,
yeah.
It really is. I just don't know. I think Caucasian initially was like a white person that is European mm-hmm. descent, but I think, I mean, words are pretty fluid. It changes with time as well. And I think it kind of refers to anyone that is white skinned. So, mm-hmm. like, if I had to fill out a form, I probably wouldn't tag African.
Yeah.
I think I would tag Caucasian. I don't even freaking know. We'll have to ask an expert. If you're an expert on how to classify human beings, please let us know in the comments below.
Would be good. It's a genuine question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, right. Let me ask you. God. I'm going to have to edit this out, too, because of the race
Wait,
talk.
What?
This podcast is going to be so short.
Oh, I think like I know what he's going to ask.
So, Ryan, what's your YouTube channel called?
You can say my YouTube channel. It's Nigahiga.
And
you could... You... Okay, if you say it... It's different. It is different. I can understand people being uncomfortable with it.
How'd you come up with it?
Well, initially, it was to get people to say my name correctly in Hawaii. When I moved, when I was thinking about, when I talked to people in the, you call it the mainland too, right? We call it, in Hawaii, we just call it the mainland, just continental U.S. Mm-hmm. And we just said, people just didn't know how to say my name. And initially, for one, other than it rhymed, I figured if I made it that a part of my name, they have to say it correctly. So it actually had a counter effect. In hindsight, I wouldn't have done that, but I also felt at the time my intent wasn't to get people to say the word, you know? Like, so that's why I never changed it.
Yeah.
Even though I have the option to.
Huh?
When did you make your channel?
2007, maybe?
God.
That is like the most 2007 shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. But like, it's different now, obviously. But like, also have over the years, even brands, I had to lose because they wanted me to change my channel name. I was like, that's not the, if I change it, people are going to think that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, yeah. That was my intent, was to spread the N-word, essentially. But like, that wasn't my intent at all.
Look, I kind of understand you on like calling something, like changing a name to make it easier for other people to pronounce. When my parents mm-hmm. moved to the States, everyone mispronounced Lee. So they changed their names legally to the Korean spelling, like L-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Korean spelling? No, it's fuck. It's one of the different my different spellings of Lee.
I think
it's
it is one, Korean.
One to make it. No, that one's Korean. I don't know exactly which one my parents changed to, but me and my parents have different legal last names.
Wow.
Because they wanted it. It's so weird. It looks like
it
I was
to
adopted.
Be easier to pronounce. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they wanted it to be easier to pronounce, but they wanted me to use like the Lee that was. Like what everyone else of our relatives had. So like mm-hmm. when I tell people that, they're just like, wait, you have a different last name than your dad and mom? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of weird. But I can understand
they're both
that.
Lee still.
No, yeah, they're big. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like a, I call it a white name. Like the name I use at Postmates, it's Amy.
because they won't.
I like pretend it's, because if I say my name's Iman, they're like, how do you spell that? And I'm like, I am a. Sorry, I missed the N E. I may need. Wait, does it start with an E? Wait, and it's just, it's too much work. So I just say, my name's Amy.
Yeah.
That works.
I have something similar. See, I already have a white name called Jeremy, but even then, sometimes people mishear me. So at Starbucks, they ask what my name is. I just say Steven. Because you can't mishear
Steven.
Really?
Wait, but you can it could be like a PH.
Yes,
Steven,
exactly.
Or a V.
Like, so I'm not Steven. I've never used the name Steven, so I never encountered that problem until I started fake using it at Starbucks. And then she asked me P or V. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean P or V? And I just realized, oh, it's because Steven has two ways of spelling it. So I considered calling myself Bob, because you can't misspell Bob, but I think they won't take this
too many.
Bob.
Do you guys call each other by your regular name? Like, do people call you Toast at the house?
Yes.
Or
yeah.
Call me Toast.
Oh, but your real name's Jeremy.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the only person that
Michael
call, oh, the, yeah, really, it's Michael, and I think someone like
Yvonne.
Amon, I've said that here and there, you know, but like everyone else, like name, everyone else calls me Scar. It's really weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it happened, but
didn't you just tweet about like, that?
Yeah, it's literally just like unless you work at the government.
I remember once I even had this talk with Scar. You know, like. It's like when you're dating someone and you've never pooped around each other and you're like, we need to start pooping around each other now. And you have like a talk about it. I had that with Scar. I'm sorry for the comparison.
Is that a common thing in your relationships?
We always call you Scar. Like, is it not? Anyways, so I was like, can we call you by your name? I like don't even know your name. I hear people call you Will, William, Jimmy, Jim. Who are you? I don't even know. Jimmy and he's like, nobody calls me by my real name. So just call me Scar. I was like, okay.
I don't even remember this, okay. But like, I could see it happening.
And I now, think someone like, called you Jimmy, and I was like,
yeah.
Do a lot of people call you Jimmy? And you were like, only people have known me for like a really long time, or when I was little, or something like that.
It was like, an impression.
It used to be that like my middle name was only reserved for like my best friends. But then like, some people in the scene found out about that, like the CLG guys. And so everyone who I used to coach on CLG all called me Jimmy. It's so, like, X-Smithy, like Matt, anyone double lift, anyone from those days that he calls me Jimmy, and I'm just like, I get a little weirded out. So like everyone, they call me Scar, they call me Jimmy, no one calls me William. That's my legal name. That's what I use. The banks use. That's what the government
the
uses.
Banks
the IRS
call me William. No one else.
No one else. And maybe I should change that. Yeah, maybe. It, but like, would it be weird?
It would be weird for me.
I don't know. What do you think, Jeremy?
Like, I don't know.
Does it feel like invasive?
For me, like, everyone who calls me Jeremy are from people from my, like, before I became a streamer. So when I hear the word Jeremy, I think, like, family or high school. And when
why you say ill, then?
It's, I kind of,
it's weird.
Yeah, back when I was,
family and high school, both gross.
Yeah, back when I was a regular person.
I remember me at Toast, I had this thing where it's like, some of the people in like we were watching like PokeStream or something. Some of the people in PokeStream call her Amon, and we were just like, "You can't call her that."
Yeah, that shit is so
that's
cringe.
Weird, you know?
Yeah,
it's so funny. I remember like
I don't know you like that.
We were IRL streaming, and someone in my chat was like, "Hey, so how's Amon doing?" I was like, "Ah, how's Amon doing, huh? You gotta call her by her first name, huh?"
You know her like that, huh? I think I kind of feel bad though because for example, when I did my like online therapy session and Dr. K asked like what I prefer to be called, I was like, oh, well, like if we're going to be personal and like you're a therapist, more or less, like you can call me Iman, like you're speaking to me, you know, we're not anyways. And I think people saw that and they're like, oh, if I want to be on a personal level with her, I need to call her by her real
set
name.
Set yourself up.
But I'm like, no, that's not like how you get on my good side. It's like, you know, so I just don't want to like go on a date with someone and they're like, what's up, Pokey? Like, that's, you know, it depends on the context. It's like,
okay. I've heard your name specifically used by people I know pretty evenly. And that's why I feel like for me, I recognize both. You know, some people, like if someone said Will or William or Jeremy, I would be like, who?
Who?
Yeah. Also, your name's also unique, though, so
maybe
that's why.
There's no other Amons out there.
True.
Aww.
There's just
there's one watch you cry. All
right. So, how we got to know Ryan? How did that happen? I think it started with Scar and Ryan on each other's, on Ryan's podcast, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, even to this day, I have people asking me about that.
The podcast?
And they don't ask me about, like, the podcast per se. They're like, they either say, like, oh, I watched a podcast, really liked it, or they're like, how was Ryan? Because they don't give a shit about me. They're just like, how was it talking
about
Ryan?
I don't know,
a lot
of people cared, man.
Yeah, the interaction between me and Ryan, you know, you understand? I'm just saying, you're kind of fucking big deal. So that's what they all ask, you know? But I don't know. I feel that was like, you know, if I had a bucket list, I crossed something off that day. I was like interacting with Ryan Higa. As an Asian American growing up in like the States, it's like, dude, I know who this guy is. Are you kidding me?
And it's funny because, like, you are that in the streamer or, I don't know, streamer or gaming world?
Yeah.
To a lot of people as well. So how does that make you feel?
I would not be able to believe it. No, if he came out to me and told me that, I guess, yeah, I don't.
Then you understand.
Maybe I do.
I actually met, I don't know what to say, Pokemon. Now, we met, like, even before the podcast, I think, right? A long time ago.
Yeah.
Just randomly. And there was, like, a couple other people there. And I kind of don't remember who they were exactly. I had the longest time
trying to figure out. I think I've seen you at a party. And then I have a vague memory of seeing you on a rooftop.
Yeah.
Like a rooftop dinner thing?
No, the dinner thing, I don't know what party, though.
Was it someone's birthday?
Yes. Yes, I think Lily went. Toast, did you go to?
No.
Oh. I didn't go.
I don't think we met.
Oh, no, wait. You were there, but I didn't get to see you there. That's what happened,
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, we've seen each other a couple times.
Yes. And
just didn't really get to, like, talk or interact too much.
Yeah, true. And I never met Jeremy in person.
Stop.
All right, sorry.
Toast. Unless.
And we've never met in person, Jeremy and I.
I think you started streaming on Twitch, and I know, like, a lot of our fan base is like, all right, he's streaming on Twitch. Offline TV streams on Twitch. And then Yvonne and Scara was the first people you played with. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but Yvonne, huge, Ryan. Huge. Just nonstop.
Oh my God, she's gonna kill us.
Just, like, being super, like, talked about it all day. And then she yelled at us every time we would bring it up. And she's like, hey, play it cool, man. I can't come off looking like one of those super fans.
Yeah. Oh, so funny.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And
well, she acted, to be fair, very, very normal. Actually, kind of quiet, I think, the first time we played, because she didn't even correct me when I called her Yanni, thinking that was her real name. Scar didn't correct
Yanni?
Me either. Yanni? Okay, I didn't see the V initially in her screen name. So I said, hey, Yanni, what's up? When she joined the game, and, like, no one said anything.
She was like, really, it's so funny, because she was like, she messaged me that day. She's like, you have to play with Ryan. And I was like, do you want to be, like, a part of it? She's like, yeah. And then, like, it happened. And like, I could tell. I think she was also, oh, God. It was like a very weird day, because she's, like, terrible at Valorant as well. So she's, especially at the time where she'd never played before, pretty much. But she really wanted to play. And I was just, like, laughing my ass off, because I could tell she, like, you were saying something to her, and she was just, like, being really quiet. And then afterwards, she's like, can't believe you would tell him. She, like, came into my room and yelled at me. That's so funny, actually. Oh my God.
I wish she was still on this call.
Oh, she'll have a nice surprise when she watches.
Bro, when this episode comes out, it's over for you guys.
Yep, you might want to lock your doors. Nah.
I remember Scar also asked me to play Valorant that day with you. Scar, do you remember
my answer? Yeah!
That day?
Yeah, the day he invited Yvonne.
Oh, I remember this. And Toast is like, sorry, I'm antisocial. Something like that. Sorry, I don't want to make new friends. Or something like that. Like,
I said something along the lines of, you know, sorry, I get nervous meeting new people.
Yeah, that's what
it is. I just, for me, it was like, that's Ryan Higa. I'm not sure if I'm in that, like, you know. I can't
mood to meet someone.
Yeah, like, out of that caliber, like, I think I'd be too nervous. So
that
I need to
caliber.
I need to sow the seeds first by showing off my Valorant gameplay.
And here I am in your guys' world, and it's the opposite. And yet you're still saying that. It's funny.
No, it's, oh God, dude.
You guys are the legends of the streaming world, you know?
Aww.
That's really nice.
I mean, it's just factual.
How do you like being a streamer? Like, you enjoying it?
We I remember it was like maybe less than a month in, and then I played with Iman. We were playing a Valorant game, and she asked me on stream, so what's the thing you hate most about streaming? Yeah. And I was just like on the spot. I was like, I don't know. I still find it exciting because it's new, you know? Mm. So it's for me, I enjoy it because it's such a new thing, and it's such a different schedule from my everyday for the past like decade, you know? So it's been nice. I mean, it's still, like I said, it's a new thing for me, so it's hard to like say how I'm gonna feel in like a year or whatever, but
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Yeah, I think it'd be cool if we could like kind of go chronologically throughout your career, like how you like the YouTube phase, and then if you ever decided to pivot, and then why you want to stream now and all that. I'm really, really curious.
Okay.
So from just the YouTube time,
just your whole life and career, please.
Like your life story, yeah.
But sum it up.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Wow. Okay, the whole life story of YouTube. Well, I first started it by accident, like most things. You know, back in I guess it was 07. I thought it was earlier, but back then, even let's go back further. So in middle school. I guess that's 2003-ish or whatever, 2000, yeah. I used to make, like, VHS videos and, like, spoofs of movies and stuff like that, and those aren't on YouTube. It's just stuff I did for fun. I was just, like, discovering how editing works and stuff like that. I just made videos for fun. And then eventually, after doing that for a few years, the people I would show it to, like, my family and stuff, I discovered YouTube, and I thought that was, like, a Dropbox, I guess, back then. Like, that's what I thought it was. Like, you can show people videos, right? So you upload it and send it to them. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was genius.
I thought it was like Google Drive.
Yeah. No, I didn't know what it was, you know? Like,
I got really famous. Oopsies.
It's kind of like that. But, like, okay. So there were some lip syncs I uploaded. I want to say it wasn't until, like, 10 or 15, maybe 20 of them, until I noticed, like, people were actually watching them, or maybe they weren't, and then all of a sudden they did. But like, I was using that to like send it to like family and friends and stuff like that. And then I came back to it one day and just saw like some of the early ones had like 5,000 views, and I was like, "Who's what? Like who? How? Like how many times did my family watch this? Like, because who else has the link? You know what I mean?
Which family member is obsessed?
I know. No, but seriously, I was actually confused. I remember being confused. And then I read comments and I was like, oh, these are other people. And there was obviously the mix, you know, this is me discovering the internet of like people, some of the most racist and like the worst comments in the world to some of like the best, like, oh, he's so cute. Like it's the mix of like your emotions are everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And I went down that spiral, and then I found a lot of people wanted me to keep making stuff. So I did. And it just went from there. It's actually very similar. I'm skipping ahead. I'm not chronological. Similar to how I started Twitch, only because it's.
You thought Twitch was also Dropbox.
Okay, so for Twitch, the reason why I didn't do it on YouTube, like streaming, was because I wanted to try out and like my setup with like OBS. I was figuring out OBS and all that stuff, and I figured, okay, no one's gonna find this. And and they didn't know how to go live privately. Like, there's no unlisted lot. Like, as far as I know, you can't go live unlisted. And the first time I went live, there was like 30 people in there. And then a Reddit post got posted. And then the next time I went live, it was like 70 or 80, and then so on. And then I fell into the trap. Mm-hmm. And I got sucked in.
You got swindled. Yeah. Welcome to the hedonic treadmill.
But it's very similar in that initially I was just trying to test it out because it was like, we can't film videos here. Like, I might as well do something. I was planning to try streaming initially on YouTube, but I didn't know what I was doing. So it was like a test.
Nice. I wonder.
And then I saw the differences between the two. What's up?
And what are those?
Like, yeah,
the difference.
I mean, I haven't seen enough YouTube streams, but like, what I liked about, I guess what I liked about Twitch and how my stream started was that it was very personal. I feel like that's why I never put a video out promoting it initially, and I waited a very long time to say anything on Twitter or even let people know about it, because it was just like you got to recognize names and like it kind of genuinely grew. And I don't know, it felt nice to like have people who've not only, you know, but they also feel like because they're known, they're like acting like humans and not like, I don't know. You know what I mean? They're not acting like crazy.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but that was, well, that's because it was like such a small, you know.
Group. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure with numbers, like I've been in your streams before and it's chaotic. So I would assume YouTube would be similar, is my point.
Yeah, I wonder how different things would have been if you tried YouTube streaming, because like unlike your Twitch account, like you have tens of millions of YouTube subscribers that would be notified if you went live on YouTube.
Did you ever consider that?
Going live on YouTube?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still do. Like I still like always say I'm going to try it at least once. At the very least, let people know that I'm streaming on, let people know that I'm streaming on Twitch. But like that's why I'm not partnered yet, because I have that option.
On Twitch?
Yeah, I'm not partnered on Twitch.
You should. Wait, you know you can stream to both at the same time?
Yeah.
You should just do that.
You're not a partner yet.
You can't, but as the partnership says, it's exclusive.
Well, not if you're partnered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
I mean, simultaneously, like you don't have to do a YouTube live stream and a Twitch live stream.
Really?
You can stream on both at the same time. Your chats
actually.
One chat, but it's both platforms.
I did not know that.
You would have to read over the affiliate contract.
I think so too. Yeah, like,
but
I don't know.
I think affiliate contract's okay. But yeah, you will have to double check.
I used to do that, and I think I was a partner when I did it, so it might have been illegal. But
yeah, you committed a crime. I don't know about. Yeah, that's a crime.
Oh, shit! But it was really interesting. I think sometimes since both chats combine, it gets a little hectic. But yeah. I mean, it's nice to be able to be given the option to do both, just to try it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I did for a little bit, and then I just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, that's why I hesitated, because I didn't know until I got the partnership thing, or got it offered when you meet the requirements, and, like, I saw that it was exclusive, and I was like, oh, maybe I should hold off on this.
That's very
I just never tried.
Most people just, Insta-sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't, I didn't know it was, like, exclusive. I just thought it was, like... So we'll see.
Yeah, that's a smart thing. Yeah, like Pokey says, like most streamers is like, oh, partnership. Where's the dotted line? Let me sign away 1 to 2 years of my exclusivity, and it's like, but since you're a bigger content creator, you know, like paying attention to stuff like that is very
you're a smart guy.
Very smart.
Well, I still might sign it.
Oh shit!
Respect.
I don't know. I at the same time though, I do want to try YouTube first and see how I feel. Yeah.
What are you drinking, Toast?
I don't know.
Like purple.
It looked
some lean.
It looked really good in the pictures, but it's just sparkling water with a bit of grape.
Oh, does it taste good?
Yikes!
Or kind of mediocre.
It's just sparkling water, and someone took like 5 grapes and just extracted the essence of it.
Just 5.
Wow.
And then like
no sweetener, no nothing?
No.
Damn.
That doesn't sound that great.
Ryan, do you have any like Twitch plan, or are you just treating it more like, you know, I'm playing Valorant with my friends kind of deal?
Yeah, I don't really have, I never really thought about it, I guess. Nope. No initial plans. I don't really know.
Yeah, the thing I like about
Twitch, well, I mean, what was your plans? And how did it work out?
I think for me, at least, I treated it very like grindy. It's like every day I want to like get high numbers every day. I want to like do something that people remember, and like I mostly just played games. I played Hearthstone, and it's like I just streamed it a lot. And like when you have a momentum going, it's really important to keep it going, especially as like a game focused streamer. It's very easy to be replaced. So for me as a game centric streamer, it was my happiness was based off how many viewers I had on any given day. And that was really hard to maintain. And that, like, I got burnt out, like, literally 3 years into my, like, Twitch career. Like, towards the end, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's like, okay, today I have 10K people watching TFT. Tomorrow I have 12K. The next time I have 9K. And that's going to make me sad. I'm going to have 13K. And I'll feel a little happy. But it's like, day after day, it's like, who, like, does it really matter if I have 11K viewers and a 10K viewers? And it's sometimes I might dip down to 7K. Like, what does it matter besides a few more subs, a few more ads, right? And it's like, it was not the right attitude to have if you want to stay, like, relatively happy. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
That sounds like the same, like, it sounds like every YouTuber I knew that instead of, like, obviously, well, it's the same thing as views, right? Basing your happiness off views and how your videos do, plus the comments and also like dislike ratios, stuff like that. I see similarities.
Yeah. When I talk to people about YouTube, when they upload the video, I know every YouTuber I know is like watching the back analytics because they're like, okay, in the first hour, did my video perform? How did my video perform between my last 10 videos? Is it the first place? What? How did it do? And I'm just like, wow, you guys are really crazy about this. And I realize, like, I do the same thing for Twitch sometimes. It's like, like, I used to. And now, like, I hide all the numbers. Like, I show my stream and, like, literally you could see nothing except for, like, the total amount of followers I have and my total views. Just for mental. Because if you stream long-term, you're going to burn yourself out. So, like, it's really bad. Yeah, numbers are a terrifying
thing. I should be taking notes right now.
Nah. You learned everything from YouTube. It's like the same thing.
It is a different, I think I'm in a different place. And that's why when you say about the goals and stuff like that, I think if I treated it like YouTube, I would be taking notes in like what performs better. Yeah. That's just what I used to do. But that's how I ended up hating YouTube, or not YouTube in general, just making videos because you start making stuff you don't want to make, you know. I guess in this case, playing stuff you don't want to play, and so on.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that?
Deal with
when you did start feeling that way?
Oh, I've went through many phases of that, of trying to be like okay, well, I essentially need to make content for myself, and I would keep doing that, and I would get the negative feedback. I would also get significantly less feedback. Like, one of the things I tried to do was start the podcast. And the podcast, everyone said, don't put it on your channel because it's going to hurt the algorithm of people like finishing the video, stuff like that. People aren't ready. Like, just make a new one. But I was just like so over it at that point. That was like a breaking point for me. I was so over it. I was like, I'm either going to quit or I need to change what I need to do. So I just got to that breaking point of like, okay, what have I got to lose? Because I'm just not posting anything anyway. Make what I want to make or... essentially quit. So that's the only way I dealt with it, was like I gave myself an ultimatum, because for so long I was just making stuff because I knew it would work versus like something I got excited about.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, I was told this by another YouTuber, I think, one for you, one for them.
It becomes to a point like where the one for you isn't even making videos anymore. It's like, I'm going to go take this week to do something else, you know?
Yeah, I think, dude, I think a lot of that applies to Twitch as well. Like, it's actually crazy. Like, on the new game release, there's like every top streamer is like fighting for it. And at some point, you realize that, like, if you don't want to play the game, people are going to tell. Like, you're just not fucking happy, you know? And every one of us is running to us. Oh, we had this. It was the funniest thing. I think it happened a lot more in the last house. Every 3 months, we'd have a midlife crisis. And we'd talk to each other. We'd be like,
what do we do?
Yeah, guys.
What are we streaming today?
And I would hear that from, like, Pokey. I hear that from literally every person in the house.
What are you doing today? I don't know, man. What are you going to do today? I don't know, man.
It was, like, crazy. And it's like, it's because you just, like, I wasn't kidding. Like, it is a treadmill sometimes, especially on Twitch, because, like, it's different than YouTube, right? You could stream however long you can. And, like, last year, I streamed every day of the year. And you know what? A lot of those streams were terrible, but those really good for my brand. And like, I have to be like really careful to balance that with my happiness, because my happiness always comes first. Mm-hmm. Or else you kill yourself. Like, actually, your content is going to be terrible. Like, eventually, in the long run, going to be terrible.
Right. No, I definitely understand that. 100%.
Yeah. Pokey, how are you feeling these days about streaming?
I feel very autopilot. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the past, either I was doing like a one for you, like one for them, one for myself, or I was just doing what works and enjoying it, or I was burnt out and taking a break. Right now, I just feel like I'm literally autopilot playing Valorant because it's the only thing I feel like playing and just like, you know, getting through my hours and, you know, sometimes trying to do things that I think will do well. I think I'm just a bit demotivated. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Mainly also because I feel like usually in a year there are so many things that inspire me or like fill my cup in a sense, like going to conventions, visiting my family, traveling. And I'm not getting any of those like uppers really, so it just feels like work and stream and stream, and it's just feels like I'm not living life enough.
I like looking at guys like Ryan, also Michael, who just
relatively does what he wants when he
wants. It's like, I'm just gonna play with my friends. I don't give a shit if you like the game or not. I'm just gonna, like, I think cultivating that kind of audience is really,
really
good. And like for, I guess for the people who stream more like Twitch, like the three of us, where we kind of, you know, grinded, and I think it's good, but it also creates that audience that was there because you were grinding. It's like, oh, you're streaming the game I like, and you're streaming it every day. I'm gonna watch you because you're streaming that game I like so much. And then once you're like, hey, you know, I just want to chill and play games I want with people I want, it's like, well, this kind of sucks. And you know, for me it's like, I would just want them to leave then, all right? But a lot of them stick around. They're like, why aren't you playing this game, huh?
Just to talk shit.
Yeah, why aren't you playing with this person? Play with this person. It's it's annoying. But like, the way I see Ryan run his audience and the way I see Michael, like, does his stream schedule. Like, Michael doesn't have a fucking stream schedule. Like, once a week or like four times a week. They're not spending time. It's like, okay, optimal time is 2 p.m. EST. That's when I'm going live. It's like, oh, I got some time, I'll go live. Oh, I don't feel like I'm gonna go live. And I think that's the right attitude to have if you want like do streaming and have fun doing it.
Well, like I said, for me it's still fresh, so it's not like I've been doing it almost every day pretty much.
You have. I always see you on.
But it's literally because I wake up wanting to do it, you know. And that's such a refreshing feeling versus like waking up and trying to write a script. I'm sure I'll want to do that again, but it's been so long since I've wanted to do that. So it's been nice.
Take advantage. Stream all you
want.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't want to feel that burnout and I don't want to start hating it, but you never know. I think it's the games too, the games you play.
So true. I feel less of that like, what am I going to do today just because I can resort to Valorant and enjoy that and play that. But if it weren't for that game, I would be probably kind of lost or waiting for a new release.
I think it's really nice because like recently, like it's been rare that we have a really big multiplayer game that like all of our friends are playing
at the same time.
So like Valorant is like the triple S tier title. Because like when Fortnite came out and League was kind of dying, and then like Fortnite was kind of dying, like people weren't playing the same game. Like actually, people were just playing random stuff. But then, like, Valorant came out this year, and luckily for Valorant, all the other multiplayer games sucked. So you're, like, forced to play Valorant if you want to play a new game. So,
or you go back to League.
Like, before this podcast, I literally logged into Valorant, and I was there for 5 minutes, and, like, Ray asked me to play. And I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't even planning on playing. I was just seeing who was going to be online. But it's nice to have that feeling that, like popular games give, where you can always play with your friends. And I think it helps with like burnout a lot, because it's like you're just chilling with your homies, you know.
Yeah Very true.
So Ryan, as a streamer, you've met a lot of different personalities, right, in the last even 2 months playing games. You know, is there any like, can you see any big differences between like Twitch personalities and YouTube personalities?
I mean, I won't say every, generalize all YouTubers, but I have been saying that like Twitch, the people I met on Twitch, including you guys, it feels like old YouTube, where it feels like a lot of people are genuinely just supportive and friends versus like someone who wants to meet you with ideas in their head, you know, with ulterior motives. Not that they're bad people. It's just like, oh, how could I use this to my advantage? Or like, how can we work together in a certain way? And it feels different in that way. And that's, for me, that's actually one of the main reasons why I kind of stayed away from LA. Because I know it's the place to go to. Maybe not, I don't know about streamers.
When you were saying that, I was like, that reminds me so much of kind of how I differentiate between like people I know from back home and a lot of the people I meet in LA. Not necessarily people in gaming though, but yeah. People mostly outside of gaming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily even a bad thing, right? It's just like people are there to grind.
Yeah, this is the hub for like things Hollywood, things media. So you can't really be surprised that that's at the forefront of a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, the funny thing I hear about LA is that people come to LA because that's where a lot of their friends are. But when you come to LA, you also are lonely as well, because everyone who moves to LA is just there to work. It's like everyone's on the hustle, as Ryan said. And so a lot of times, like, everyone gets caught up in the same hustle. Because God, you would not be paying the rent prices here if you.
It's ridiculous.
That's fucking true.
That's what I'm saying, you guys. The offline house could be 1/10 the price, same size in Vegas, and no state income tax.
Yep.
Just saying, 10% of whatever your income is, that's just bonus. You can do whatever you want with that.
True, and
trying to sell it. I'm selling it to you guys, man. Hoffman and David are thinking about it too.
I know, man. Oh God. I know. Vegas and Austin are the two places that most people are going if they're not in LA.
Austin's,
and I think they're
too,
very smart. They're very smart places to go to.
What made you choose Vegas though? Isn't the air very dry?
I hate Vegas.
It's dry. It is dry. But I mean, well, first of all, my brother is 4 years older than me and he went to school here. I ended up going to school here too at UNLV, dropped out, but I was here and it's close enough to LA where I would have a lot of work and stuff like that and meetings, and where it's like less than an hour flight, but also the benefits like we just talked about, like it's cheap and no state income tax, all that stuff.
It's almost like an in-between of moving to Austin.
I tried to live in LA for a year and a half actually in North Hollywood.
Really?
How was it?
It was miserable. not the whole time. I had here's the thing. I have more friends in LA. It's just like not my style. Like even just down to like the traffic, right? Like I know everyone complains about it and no one likes traffic, but like I already don't leave the house. But if the fact that I have to, coming from like a small town where I'm from, I never had to deal with that.
Yeah.
And just things like that, and even parking and just the little things, you know, let alone all the personal, the people you meet and all the bullshit you have to go through to basically like meet genuine people. It's like, I'm making it sound like I'm bitter, but like a part of me has gone through some bad experiences. And I always say too, it's like the best actors in the world, right? Live there. It's part of the culture, acting. So you deal with that as well. I'm not saying all people in LA are bad. I'm just saying there's a lot of hustle out there, which is respectable, but sometimes you just want to chill, you know?
Yeah. I just realized Scar looks like he's blending into the Discord.
You're just a floating head.
I wasn't going to turn on the light, but like it got dark enough to where I have to. I'll be right back. It's way too dark.
Wow, was I talking for that long?
All right.
That's so funny.
It didn't help that you were wearing like an all black sweater.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Ryan, I can't help but notice you got some ninja milk on your shelf.
Ninja milk?
Milk. Is it because you legally can't call it milk?
No. Or is it just it's named after an old skit, which ironically I made off the top of my head and really had nothing to do with the skit. I just thought it looked cool. Also, it was another thing that people say. I say the word milk. I say milk instead of milk. That's another thing from being from Hawaii where milk. I pronounce things weird.
Milk.
We were talking about this button, mountain.
Button.
There's that emphasis on mountain. The
key. Room. Yep.
Yeah.
Mountain.
Room.
I really like your room.
Clean my room.
Your room. Your room. Room. Your room.
See, the thing is, if you said it without laughing, I wouldn't have noticed a difference. Like, honestly.
Bro, as soon as you said room, I was like, what?
I didn't even notice that. I thought I did a good job at adjusting to speaking more mainland.
No, it's just a personal quirk. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how the name came up.
So how
it was based off a skit.
So what made you decide to make an energy drink?
My addiction to caffeine, probably. And I initially wanted to do something healthier. Which was so that's why the first run that we did, it was all organic, and essentially it was the caffeine per. I noticed when I was drinking Red Bulls and a bunch of other stuff, it wasn't even the amount of caffeine in it. It was just the fact that I was knowing that I was drinking caffeine that made me want to drink it every day. So each can is actually just like a cup of coffee, and it still gives you a boost. But like for me personally, it does help. I can tell when I didn't drink one, but it's also a mental thing, and it's less caffeine than drinking like a lot of other energy drinks. Plus, the taste to me, I thought, was something that the U.S. needed, since it's kind of inspired off, like, you know, like the Calpico drinks.
Yes. Yeah, it tastes like a Japanese soda.
It's very
good. So that was, I didn't want to compete with like the Red Bulls and the Monsters of the world, right? Because there's no competition. Like, I'm not gonna. It'd be very
unrealistic.
That's
what you think, but...
No, yeah, I'm telling you, your product is really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
I always hear Michael, like, grab one out of the fridge. Because, like, we have, like, a drink fridge.
I think
fridge.
He has to go on, like, a diet now. Like, a Ninja Milk diet. Mm-hmm. He's trying to cut down.
No, he's getting...
Because he was having so many. He was pumping, like, three a day.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
energy drinks. So he like, cut back to just doing LaCroix now. Because he, like... Uh-huh. He cannot do as many as he was before. He's 22.
Well, the thing is, we were thinking about doing like another version, like different versions, and like some were like, oh, like low calorie, and you know, double caffeine, and maybe the double caffeine might not be good to send to you guys.
The zero calorie one. I was like, this is what Ryan needs to blow up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but is there like an investment thing? Can I just so GoFundMe? Can I just like put money in?
Okay, like, but here's the thing. So so we went organic, right? The first round, mm-hmm. and it's so much more expensive, and mm-hmm. so we thought people cared about that, and I know a lot of people do, but people don't care, dude. Like they, if you're gonna drink an energy
that
drink,
much.
So we're going a little bit cheaper route, which actually is for sugar free, because the reason why we didn't launch with it was because if you go organic and sugar free, it tastes horrible. Like you need the fake stuff, man. Like you need some of the fake stuff in there. And I realize that now. You can't. There's a reason why that stuff's there. I always thought I'll find a way to make it taste good and be low calorie, and also there's no way. There has to. I get it now.
Give and take. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot harder than I thought. But I just thought we're working on it.
Yeah, I thought it's really cool to like have an entrepreneurship, like a company that's not gaming.
Yeah.
Because it's mm-hmm. something Offline TV talks about a lot. It's like, mm-hmm. one day, you know, will we ever do something like own a company that's not gaming? Will we make a product? Mm-hmm. Is it clothes? Is it drink? Is it
something that'll like live on beyond our persona?
Yeah, that was the goal too. Obviously, I had to promote Ninja Milk, right? But mm-hmm. the end goal is to be like, I don't want to just be, oh, it's Ryan's thing, mm-hmm. you know? I want it to be its own brand. Yeah. I feel like it kind of helps with you guys because you have more personalities. Also, it doesn't have to be just like an Offline TV thing. It could be like another brand that you all support.
Mm-hmm. True. I think for us, I've talked about it. I used to say at the very beginning, I was like, Offline TV can be anything. We could be like a taco mm-hmm. taco selling company. We could be like anything we want. And I realized that like that statement's really bad. Because if you go to a restaurant and there's too many things on the menu, that's bad for the restaurant. Like you're just like true. Locked because you can't make a decision. And the same thing is like kind of what's true for Offline, whereas like we had so many options, it was like we just didn't do any of them. Mm-hmm.
True.
Well, are there stuff you guys are leaning towards, or is that stuff you don't want to announce because people will take your ideas?
No, we have nothing. The only thing mm-hmm. we have going on is potentially a robot dog. That's
I heard.
That's the only thing Offline TV.
Did you actually buy it?
You know, we're
unconfirmed.
Oh. Yeah,
we're unconfirmed.
You know, emails are being exchanged.
That's so crazy to me.
I will say the one thing that we did learn is like, I think most of us believe that like if we made good content, we can always worry about the more business side later, and I think mm-hmm. that's still true today. So like mm-hmm. our content is getting better. And I feel like, and even because we've kept like a constant pipeline throughout the years, that like we could still to this day pivot to anything that we wanted. And so like mm-hmm. I like that, like now that I think a lot of us are more stable in what we're doing, that like mm-hmm. we're all looking for like maybe like what can we do with this? And
right,
we have some ideas, but it's difficult because there's a lot of things that we could do that requires like a good plan, or else it'll just flop. Like an esports mm-hmm. company, like you can just flop. Though, or like mm-hmm. anything yeah, for like sure. that.
Yeah. And also having somebody on it, right? Because you guys are busy every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Someone trusted to be on that.
We've had interviews mm-hmm. with a couple people. Most mm-hmm. of them haven't panned
out. It's hard to find good people mm-hmm. to work with in the scene. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about... Well, I know you just moved out, right, Iman? But like, even for you, like Scar, since you're probably the oldest one there, right?
How do you
feel about having to live, like, do you feel like it's essential for your business to have to live together, or do you, like, genuinely feel like you enjoy it, having the company?
I think it's almost, like, essential as a streamer to not live alone. I think it's really? Kind of tough. Yeah, I mean, ultimately depends on your personality, but me personally, I had a lot of trouble working from home and living alone for extended periods of time. Especially like 2 months plus, because then I would just become really isolated and like depressed. I know some people are way better at being alone than, for example, me. I think offline TV being a house helps a ton. Whether it's essential to the business, I wouldn't say it's a make or break, but I would say it's a big benefit.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's essential.
Really?
Yeah, well, I would say
it. I feel like if we lived separately and got together to make a video every week, people would still want to watch that.
I think we would have died like a year ago.
I mean, I'm talking about at this point. It's hard to say in the past. Yeah.
I agree, but like,
you know, I was like, wait a second, she just moved though, but like,
okay. But like now I think it's okay. But like in our history, like there was like one or two periods where I was like, if we weren't together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Boom. I feel.
Mm-hmm. I think. Well, I think. Ideally, there should always be an offline TV house, like in the future, where let's assume like all the old guard retires. I would like it if there was.
We have a family and babies and retire.
Yeah, like, like it's this. It's an offline TV house, and it's just gonna be filled with like new talent, like. Big in their own right.
And that's so cute to imagine.
I think, we could always just rent out an offline TV office, right? Or like a workspace, a warehouse where mm-hmm. we film shit. But yeah, I think ideally there would always be a streamer house.
I feel like an office is very corporate. Like, I don't even know what we'd do with an office unless we went toward one of our other ideas where like different. I think a house...
I just wondered how you, like, I don't know, I guess like you said, it helps for streaming and stuff, but at some point, do you ever feel like, I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't always want to live where I'm working. I mean, I kind of do that now, but what I'm saying is, yeah.
Yeah, that's
but like also, just like, did you know, like you said, if you wanted to start a family or something, you know, is it going to be in every, like, do you expand the offline house or like,
you get
maybe it becomes the
house.
Offline cul-de-sac?
That'd be funny, actually. I don't know. I think we'll see. I can't really speak for them because I'm not in the house right now.
It has
so.
A lot of pros and cons.
Scar like, toast when you guys making babies. And yeah, will you be moving out?
Let's work on the wife first, and I'll work toward the babies after, if that's
fair.
Matter.
Oh, congrats on your thing, Toast, by the way.
Oh,
the show. Oh, did that turn into something?
No.
Is that how the show
did
works?
Did it turn into a baby?
Yeah, did you get a baby from it or?
No. Got nothing from it. I mean, I met a lot of great people. So Ryan's talking about the Twitch dating show level hosts, and the girls can pick host or love. And, you know, I ended up with...
They loved you.
the last two girls picked love, but they were very nice. But, you know, happiness comes from within. I think, you know, we should be focusing focusing on Skara here, who might want to do his own lover.
Whoa. This is a really quick topic change.
But, you know, Skara, lover host, you know.
I might go on. I've been thinking about it.
Ooh, so, you know.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
that last working time. On the wife part.
Oh my god.
Woo!
Do you know what kind of girls you would want on there, Skara?
Great, describe them. Girls with great personalities.
Like great personalities or like many not girls with which great personalities.
You know? Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So,
Ryan, ladies, if you're interested.
Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed. I mean, I've watched clips of the... I didn't watch everything live that because I was streaming at the time when Toast was doing it, but I also saw like some of Sykuno's.
Oh my god.
Oh. That guy's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah,
Sykuno. Yeah. Except when he's running it down in Valorant in rank mode, and you're like, haha, Sykuno, dropping me back down to gold 3. Real funny.
I think he's like heard some of the comments, and he's genuinely been... I've seen him grinding like late night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Like to practice, a lot, to like actually. Literally practice.
Yeah,
I think he doesn't want to disappoint his friends. I don't know.
Aww.
No, yeah. I would log on at like 2 a.m. just to like check things out, and I will see him playing solo queue competitive. I'm like, but you're not streaming and you're not queuing with anyone. You're actually trying to get better.
So. Yep.
He's a grinder.
Yeah.
Scar, you don't really play anymore, huh?
Okay, it's because the last 2 weeks I've been playing like the Twitch Rivals thing, which was up till 2 or 3 a.m. playing Legends of Runeterra, TFT, and League every day. And I placed 8th place, so like I really just want to die right now.
Wait, you have to tell them how many teams there were when you say 8th place.
Eight.
There you go. Oh. There you go.
That doesn't make it better,
Toast.
You
gotta do them like that.
But is it against other teams that are also like... Like, yes. Are they pro teams or?
I mean,
is
none of them are pros. They're all just casual. But, like, it's probably like the lowest place they've ever gotten. And, like, a thing that I kind of actually tried that. So it was just like, it's one of those things where it never feels good to try at something and fail.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, fail so spectacularly. So it's I essentially feel like I kind of wasted the last 2 weeks of not only my time, but my teammates' time, which I feel worse for. And I just kind of woke up today and I was like, ugh, life sucks.
But did you have fun though?
No.
Okay. Well, you know.
Okay. I always enjoy playing with friends, but I feel like part of the reason why I signed up was that I could have them enjoy it too. And I think I'm one of the rare people that can enjoy losing a lot. But most of the people I play with, it's way more fun for them to win. Myself included, but like way more. Like for me, like the value of winning to losing is like, it's like maybe like 2 or 3 times more. For them, it's like 10 or 20 times more. Mm-hmm. And so like for me to put my word that we would win and then we lose is like fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's okay. I get it. I don't think I think you feel worse than they do and you feel worse about them feeling bad. So if they don't even feel as bad as you do for them feeling bad, like just don't feel as bad.
Yeah. But I think it's okay to be hard on yourself. Because what other way are you going to motivate yourself to do stuff? Especially right now. Like, I like the fact that I'm hard on myself for certain things like that. Because it's like, I also have no motivation. Like, in COVID, holy shit. I remember what you said to Mom. Yeah. You just have to find your own motivation. Or else, like, I wake up, I'm going to play TFT. Click the buttons.
I don't even know how time passes. Like, time doesn't feel real. And I think it's because all of the things that usually indicate a certain time in the year, whether it's like vacation or a convention, or TwitchCon or this, everything's gone. So I'm just like, it's about to be August in 2020. What the fuck?
When did that happen?
Yeah.
The fact that it's only 6 months in, I feel like time usually passes faster when you get older. It's scientifically proven that's true from what I was understand. But this year, passing slow. It's like a slug. a snail. We're only 6 months in.
Do you guys still enjoy going to Twitch cons or all those cons?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yep.
I do.
I think, yeah.
Because you just get to catch up with all the other streamers and see some fans, take some pictures, drink some alcohol.
I feel like seeing fans gives me so much like passion and drive. It's like, wow, you guys are real people that care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think of TwitchCon as like the zoo. So like they're the people who come into the zoo and you're like the attraction.
You're the animals.
Like, yeah, yeah. So like, it's like, they line up and they're like, oh, they're taking pictures. It's like, you're the fucking monkey, you know, the panda from China. There's only like one of them in the world. And so like, but then like, as like, you're happy to be there.
I mean, if you want to see it like that.
Yeah. I'm happy to be there to see my fans, but also to meet like streamers. Cause it's very rare to like, you meet other people in the industry on like kind of an even playing field. Like you're not there to also do a sponsorship with them or you're not there to do something. Cause like, streamers don't leave the house, especially now. Like, what do we do? So it's like common that when you're streaming, you don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know what day of the week it is. If you ask me right now, I would tell you it is Thursday, because that's usually when we do our podcast.
Yeah, is it Thursday? Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent.
All right. We're reaching past, well past the 1 hour mark. There's so much more to talk about. What's Mr. Ryan here, but you know, we got
to
keep the.
We'll just have to bring him back on another time.
Yeah. Part two.
We'll just have to play Valorant together and just do the interview on the Twitch streams. But Ryan, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you, Ryan.
Where can people find your Twitch stream? Because it's still relatively new. Not a lot of people know about it.
It's Ryan Higa. It's is part of it. It's.
So it's Ryan. Ryan.
It's Ryan Higa.
It's Ryan Higa.
Can you get just Ryan Higa or nah?
Oh no, I tried to, but someone has it.
Ryan Higa.
Did you talk to someone
message
about that?
Them maybe?
No, I just made it. I just it was Ryan. Taken, so I made. I just added it's
Ryan.
This is what Toast would say. You gotta flex your clout.
But I was, you got to remember too, okay, when I made it, I wasn't planning to do it this consistent. Like, I wasn't planning to
do it. Well, things have changed, so.
It has, but Ryan, can I still change it?
Yeah, you could.
We at Offline TV, we have influence.
You do.
We'll talk to some people. And we'll see what happens.
If I can get my name, just my name, that would be ideal.
Yeah. The only other person I know who has it like you is Hafu.
Yeah, I know. That's
we'll
why I made it that way, too.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll have a word with someone. All right. Thank you
so much. The powers of offline.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to the viewers for watching.
Bye,
as
guys.
Usual, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I say that. I'm not sure if it actually... Ryan, does it do anything if I say like, comment, and subscribe at the end?
If it does something...
I've been told it's supposed to help, but I never did it, so you don't... Technically,
so wait. How does he end his videos? Teehee. Hmm? Can you say it?
Oh, you want me to say teehee?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry, you're so embarrassing.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
Damn. So
do,
I have
do
this.
The teehee thing.
One
do
of my
thing.
One of my useless points. Well, that's what I call my points on my channel. It costs $1 million for me to do it. But for you guys, I will do it. All right, ready? That's $1 million useless points. No one's going to redeem it anymore.
Nah. They still will.
I'm going to raise the price right when someone gets close to $1 million.
$1 million.
Okay, that's a they little
have to be
evil.
Watching your stream for 8 months straight for that.
Oh, is that how much it is? Is that
yes.
The
it's that much.
Well, if they do that, then they've earned it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't normally like doing that.
Okay.
Give the guest a break, you freaking. All
right. It would be really funny if your editor cut right in, like the T part of it, and you don't get the whole.
No,
thing.
But it did. I think.
No, so it cut off for Discord, but we got your record. So you know
it
what?
It should be recorded.
True. Yeah. All right. Recording will
unless
work.
If I go into this edit real quick and just blur that part. I'm just kidding. All right.
Cool. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
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 I hate myself.